Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1069. Visible translated text is as follows. 88 ladder in the basement is much closer to the elevator than what is shown on the picture. It is about 6 feet. On the picture, it looks to be about 10 feet, and the toilet in the basement is closer to the elevator than the picture shows. It is right up against the wall. The picture does not show the Clark Woodenware partition back of the elevator. The door to the Clark Woodenware Company also is closer to the elevator than the picture shows. On the stairs from the first to the second floor, there are double doors instead of single doors, as shown on the picture. The picture shows up Frank's inner office a good deal larger than the other office. As a matter of fact, the outer office is larger. The outer office is 12 feet 4 inches wide. The inner office, 10 feet 3. The picture shows a great big wide place for a door between the inside office and the outside office, making it look like a double door. That is a representation to show a full view from Frank's desk into the hall. As a matter of fact, it is a single door, standard size. It looks like it was drawn to open up a space to give as much view as possible out into the hall. The safe is shown to be about half its real size on this picture. On the picture, it is shown to be about one-third the width of the door. As a matter of fact, it is about the same size. When the safe door is open, it shuts off three-fourths of the view from Frank's office out into the hall, unless you stand up high enough to look over it. The picture also shows the south wall of the outer office on a line with the clock. The picture doesn't show up the wardrobe in the inner office, nor the two cabinets that are in there. I don't think it is a very accurate picture. It opens up Frank's inner office a whole lot better than it really opens up. Sitting at Frank's desk and looking out through the door towards the clock, in reality, you have a looking space of only 25 inches. You can just see about 4 numbers on clock number 2. You could not see anywhere near the staircase or in the neighborhood of it. Redirect examination. I felt nervous from the time they told me the girl was dead until I left the building. I was not trembling, I was simply agitated and worried. Well, Starnes was nervous. He looked as if he was worried. He seemed nervous both in talk and manner. I can say the same thing of the rest of the officers who were there. Mr. Frank was more nervous than the others. The men were all about as nervous on Monday and Tuesday. Everybody seemed to be in a turmoil and shaking. Mr. Holloway and Mr. Schiff were shaking. I noticed Mr. Schiff's hands shaking Monday morning. Mr. Holloway was about in the same shape. Mr. Frank was very nervous Tuesday after the extra came out saying that they were going to arrest him. That was about 15 or 20 minutes before they arrested him. As to who gets up the data for Mr. Frank for the financial sheets, Mr. Loeb sometimes, and Mr. Gant used to get up some, and Mr. Schiff gets it up sometimes. Mr. Frank got it up himself. Sometimes. No, I do not know that Mr. Schiff furnished it to him all the time. I never noticed whether Lee was nervous or not at any time, but of course he looked bothered and worried. Mr. Frank told me that the slip he took out,